This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. We can call it the Boston bum out of 2015 winter in Boston. It's been ugly. The city's public transit system has been shut down. There's been limited service. The general manager of the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority recently announced her resignation. It could take weeks before service could be fully back up and running, all because of snow and cold temperatures. The tolerable weather over this weekend brought some problems, as reporter Craig LaMolt with our partner station WGBH explains. It improves, and that's dreadful as well, right, Craig?
Yeah, there were a bunch of problems over the weekend. The fire department took hundreds of calls related to that. Part of the problem is with the melting, it causes a lot of the snow and the ice to fall off of roofs and actually leak into buildings. There's also a lot of weight, and there was a little bit of rain over the weekend, which weighs it down even more, and some buildings have been compromised. I talked with Lieutenant Mike Walsh of the Boston Fire Department about some of the snow on the roofs. Here's what he said.
Between 31 and 42 pounds per square foot that normally is not on your house. It really compresses it down. So buildings that have truss roofs, flat roofs particularly, are not designed to hold that kind of weight. So the force exerted could push the walls out, and subsequently you have a building collapse.
So that explains collapses, that explains leaks, because the force on top of the building pushes things out and makes cracks in the roof, that sort of thing?
Exactly. And another major problem is there's these huge ice dams. I mean, like waterfalls on the outside of buildings that are just frozen in place. And in some places, I was in South Boston yesterday, and the electrical wires are coming through that ice. They're completely encased in that ice. And as the ice falls off the buildings, I was on a block yesterday where it just ripped the power lines down, live wires in the middle of the street. And there was a concern about the entire block was like that.
And as beautiful as some of these ice dams and ice sculptures are on these buildings, as you say, they fall down, you're dead.
Yeah, no, I mean, they are huge and they're very dangerous. And, you know, the people I spoke with yesterday in this block said, just thank God nobody's walking underneath it when it happened. There was actually snow that fell off of a roof in Boston's South End yesterday that had the force that it actually knocked cars out into the street that had been parked next to the building.
How's it going at Logan Airport? We spoke with some people last week who are having difficulty shipping things out on flights that had to get to Asia and Europe.
Yeah, during the storms, it's really brought things to a halt. Right now, things are better. I was actually back at Logan yesterday talking to some people who were less than delighted to be returning to Boston from their warm vacations elsewhere. Although I did talk to one kid who said he really likes the snow, and mostly he liked it and he wanted more of it because he really likes the snow days off school.
We know that winter can test the political scene for mayors. How's the new mayor doing in Boston?
I think the jury's still out on that. He's been, you know, constantly out there communicating with the city, trying to get people to be safe, to take steps to, you know, make sure that their sidewalks are cleared and to walk on the sidewalks and not in the street. We actually heard sad news this morning that somebody who had been walking on the street because the sidewalk wasn't cleared and who had been hit by a car, we heard just this morning that that person had died. So there's a lot of danger out there, and I think the mayor is trying to communicate to people, hey, you just really need to be careful in conditions like this.
And he's taking full advantage of the slushy pulpit at this point amidst the tragedy, as you've pointed out, and the mess.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's always a lot of attention on our political figures. The governor is also really been out there a lot. You know, the governor's responsible for the MBTA, and he has appointed a commission to look into the failure of that system because, as you mentioned, it's really been terrible. It's been very difficult for people to get to work.
Craig LaMolt, reporter with our partner WGBH in Boston. Thanks so much, Craig.
You're welcome.
The Takeaway is supported by GiftedAndTalented.com, providing personalized online courses developed by Stanford University, designed to help K-12 students advance in mathematics, language arts, and beyond. More at GiftedAndTalented.com.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.